A whole lot of news updates for you guys. Everything from DeFi to NFTs, everything that's happening in the Cardano ecosystem right now. And they think we're a ghost chain. All right, let's get into it. Yeah, gotta do it like that. You've been listening to the Learn Cardano podcast. Gotta get it hype. Crypto is what we like, but this is not investment or financial advice. Gotta do your research, cause it's risky. We know it is. This show is educational and it's informative. Crypto's the future, really. It ain't no. My first news story here is from the team at Fluid Token. Now, Fluid Token do the whole NFT as collateral for a DeFi loan. They're growing pretty well in the whole DeFi space in terms of TVL locked on their platform as well, but they are going through their token launch at the moment. So there's a little bit more information about their token and everything else on the website, and I highly encourage you to check that out. But they have announced that they're finally going through the process of launching their token. They went through all the legal aspects of actually doing this properly as well. So they're not just launching a token randomly. They have a full company set up in Switzerland and have gone through the entire legal process around it. So make sure you look into that a little bit more. But what I will mention here is their ISPO, their initial state pool offering, and their call for community pools in the Cardano ecosystem. So here they are allocating 20% of their tokens. Let me just get the numbers here. There we go. 20% of tokens generated during the ISPO will be allocated and shared to 10 pools. So these are the community pools. They will also be generating, creating their own 100% pool as well. That means they'll take all of your ADA rewards if you delegate to their state pool, and you'll get a higher return of those Fluid tokens, the FLDT tokens. And if you delegate to an ambassador pool or a one of the community pools, you get a slightly lower number. So just keep that in mind on how you might want to participate in this one here, and keep out an eye out for the announcement for those pools too. If you are an SPO, a state pool operator, and you are interested in becoming one of the pool operators for this ISPO, you can do so. They are announcing it on the 10th of March. I'll put the form and links and everything down below for you guys. So if you're interested, you can still apply. There is still time from the time of watching this video till Friday. So good luck with that. The next news story here is around Meld. Finally, they have got their public testnet live. They've been going through this like 26 days of dev updates and talking about scaling their infrastructure and everything else around it. But here we can now finally get our hands on the public testnet, start playing around with it. And they are releasing 100 access codes per week. So they're slowly scaling this up. They're making sure that they can actually handle the traffic and seeing how much of infrastructure they need to actually get this up and running. Now, there is a little bit of a trick in getting to their testnet. So you can get to the Medium post here that talks all about it. But you have to join the Discord server. So if you're not on their Discord server, you need to join. Look in general discussion and then type in this command here, access testnet. And that will start the whole prompting of the testnet process so that you can get access to it. Because if you try and get to it right now, let me just get the link here. You'll see at the bottom of the site here, you need this access code. And the only way to get that is to go through that process. So it's a full onboarding process, and it will tie up your account, the access code account, to the actual feedback form and everything else around it. So it's tracked really, really well. So they've really thought out that entire process. So if you're interested in Meld, if you want to play around with the ecosystem and get prepped and prepared before the whole platform launches, I highly recommend that you try the testnet if you're lucky enough to get in there and be one of the 100 per week to actually get your hands on the testnet and actually start playing around with it. Now, my favorite DEX in the Cardano ecosystem, this is MintSwap. There we go, just made that a little bit bigger. They are absolutely kicking goals. February has been a tremendous month for them. You can see the amount of TVL increasing on their DEX. It's gone up almost 30% on the month, month on month. And you can see the amount of active users going up, total trade volume going up. Everything is looking very nice on the actual DEX itself. Now, they have a whole bunch of news updates in regards to what they've been doing. The first one here, they're always adding extra utility and extra features on their actual DEX itself. And this one here is one to protect users in general. This is the verified pools. So when you're using the DEX, you can create all these different tokens. You can create fake tokens even. You can create all these other liquidity pools on the DEX. But this here gives you a verified badge. So when you're searching on the DEX, you can tick that verified tokens, and then you can make sure that you're actually trading against a real version of the token, as opposed to a fake one that someone might make up. So you might look in there and go, oh wow, there's a really good price on this particular token here, and I might start trading it. But then you realize it's a fake one and you just bought it and you can't sell out of it anywhere else. Maybe you're looking for arbitrage opportunities, but it was the wrong one. So make sure you have that ticked. It should be ticked by default, I believe, but then you'll be able to ensure that you're trading against the correct ones. Now, there is a bit of a process in getting verified as well. So if you are a project and you want to get your tokens verified on their DEX, you can go and do this GitHub pull request and verify your token within the ecosystem. This next one here that they've added in is the trade history and exporting that over to a CSV file. So this is really good if you're wanting to do some reporting, if you want to do analysis of your portfolio in general. So they've got their really cool little portfolio tool on their DEX already, but here you can now export that out. But this isn't just any export, like not a whole dump of the data. You can export it by whatever you have filtered here. So I filtered it down to Hosky tokens, and now I can export that data to be specifically just for the Hosky token filter that I've just put through to the site. So that's really, really useful. So if you really want to drill down and dig into and get only data for specific trades against a token, then you can. And that's a really cool feature that the team have put in place. Now this one here, good old Yoroi. They're still supporting Yoroi and making sure that all these users that are using that particular wallet, there's still a high penetration of users using Yoroi. You think a lot of the OGs or the people that really use Cardano on a daily basis, a lot of them have dropped Yoroi because of its slow speed, its compatibility issues with some of the DEXs, etc. But you know, it's really good to see that DEXs like MintSwap are still supporting it, because there are still a lot of people that use Yoroi. I still have it on my mobile. It's the only wallet that I use on my mobile at the moment, but I do use a lot of the other popular ones such as Nami, Gero, and Eternal on my desktop. So it's still a really good option on my mobile, and I like it. So thank you, MintSwap, for supporting it still. And thank you for the Mergo team for still working on that particular wallet. Now this here, every single month or every 2 months, I think it's every month, the MintSwap team do a rebalancing on all of their farms. So these are all the rewards that get distributed out on the various farms that they have. So all these particular pairs, they adjust the amount of points, which is essentially the amount, a percentage of mint tokens that they get distributed to those particular pools. And as you can see, more and more pools are getting added. And because of that, the share and percentage of all these rewards for mint tokens do get reduced as well. So over time, this will get smaller and smaller as the points are distributed across all these different farms. Now, the really cool thing is that they've added some two really cool farms, and this is the Flak farm as well. So you get Flak tokens and also the Discoin from the Disco Solaris ecosystem, the NFT project. Absolutely love these two projects, and it's really cool to see that they've been added into the platform too. Now, if you have a look here, this is a proposal. So this is how MintSwap goes through and works out what they should be adding to the DEX in terms of various farms. So there might be a liquidity pool there already that is doing has volume and trade going through it, but now they're looking for adding the actual liquidity pool to have farming rewards and have extra mint tokens. And this is a general process about how it goes through. And here you can see the community has been voting for this one as well. And have a look at the results here. Yes, in favor, 94% of the votes are in favor for adding Jed and Shen stable coin and the reserve coin to have the min farm reward. So that's really cool. It's a governance process to try and decentralize the decision making and put that decision making process in the hands of the community itself. So it's really good to see. Now, another really interesting project. Now, I've talked about opportunities on how you can earn extra ADA, and this is a nice one in regards to what Liquid Finance are doing. Now, with their loans that they have on there, the DeFi loans that you can take out on the platform, they have this process of liquidation bots. And these bots see and seek opportunities of where they can liquidate certain orders if they're not meeting their collateral positions there over time. So these bots would just run in the background, tick over every minute or so, and hit the various endpoints to see what needs to be liquidated. And if you trigger that action, because you're doing some work there, you get the rewards for that particular liquidity loan. So if that loan needs to be liquidated, you get the rewards for doing that liquidation process here. There's a little bit of an overview here. So if you want to find out more about how that process actually works, or if you want to run a liquidation bot for Liquid Finance, you can do so as well. It's if you're a little bit technically minded, it's essentially a Docker image that you can download and run on a server. You fire it up and get it running, and that will run the bot for you. So it's a really simple process. They've done this so it decentralizes some of the infrastructure in there and allows the community to get involved in the project too. So I absolutely love that. Another really cool project that I've been following since its launch is Indigo, and this is the whole idea of synthetic assets that track the real price assets of things such as BTC, ETH, USD, etc., and they create the synthetic versions of it. And here you create the synthetic by adding collateral, which in this case is ADA, and then you can create the USD or the BTC, etc. Now, the last time I looked at this, they only had BTC and USD, the IUSD in there, and it's really good to see that this has grown so much now, and the staked LP token options that you have. So if you go to one of these DEXs such as Wing Riders and you stake some liquidity there, you can get those LP tokens and then deposit it into their staked LP token farms here and earn some extra rewards. So it's a really cool mechanism that they've put together there that really helps with the liquidity for the project. So it helps lock in that liquidity and gives you guys opportunity to earn some extra tokens as well. Now, this one here is a reminder that the Genius Yield pools are actually retiring. They're keeping the Gens 1 pool up and running, but Gens 2, 3, and Gen X are all retiring. So if you're after a brand new pool, there's lots of ISPOs that are out there at the moment. But this article goes through a whole bunch of different pools that you can actually delegate to. And if you're in the Gens ecosystem, I will put this link down below so you can find out what pools they're recommending as well. Now, just a reminder, there are still people delegated to Genius Yield 4. Now, this is a pool that they took down because of a technical issue. And you can see here, all these people, all these wallets here are still delegated to this pool. And this is significant amounts of ADA. This is 63,000 ADA delegated to a pool. I don't know how long for, but it seems like the loyalty is high. So it's been there for a long time. And they have not been receiving any rewards whatsoever, and they're not receiving any of the Gens tokens either. And the Gens tokens have been released, so these people have been delegating for a really long time, haven't been checking their wallets, haven't been checking the entire ecosystem, what's going on, and they probably have absolutely no Gens tokens, and they're wondering what's going on. And when the DEX actually launches, they'll be scratching their heads as to what's been happening. So it's really important that you check out what's happening in the ecosystem, check the pool that your wallet is delegated to, make sure that pool is generating ADA in terms of blocks that it's minting and everything else around it. Talk to your stake pool operator. It's really important that you do. Now, this one here is TeddySwap. Now, I've been monitoring what they've been doing. I know they've got these honey badges where you can operate one of the batches within their ecosystem, and their testnet environment is going really well. They've got about 4,000 users on there, 120,000 transactions. There might be bots. I saw some comments down here that might be some bots on there. But at least 4,000 users, a lot of rewards going through their ecosystem as well for testing on the testnet, lots of transactions, and all of these batches going through their testnet and making sure everything's working. So their testnet sounds like it's going very well. And if you're interested in becoming a batcher, it's a nice opportunity to jump in at the moment and work out how that work, how that all works. So we've got the Liquid Finance liquidation bots, Teddy Swap badges, the batchers as well. So lots of opportunities for anyone that knows how to operate servers and operate this little bit of software for the Cardano ecosystem. Now, this is a really cool domain-specific language. And here you can, if you know how to write Python and write scripts in Python, you can use Python to write smart contracts. And this is for Imperatorlang. I know I probably got that wrong. I did do an interview with Niels around this, and I will get that up really, really soon, where he talks about the language itself and how easy it is to write a smart contract in Python for Cardano. So it's really, really cool and what can do. It's being supported by AADA Finance as well now, so I believe they're actually sponsoring a little bit of the development of this. So it's really cool to see other parts of the Cardano ecosystem that are doing really, really well help support some of these languages to make it really, really easy to develop the smart contracts. Now, Helios are doing some really cool things here, and they've got some 5,000 VADA, so this is like test ADA that they're playing around with as a reward for building a smart contract, a JavaScript smart contracts on Cardano in Helios slang. Yeah, that's right. So if you're interested in getting an actual incentive for building a smart contract, writing a smart contract in Helios slang, I think it's very similar to C. I think that's the way to describe it. Here it says JavaScript. Maybe it's JavaScript, getting things confused. But you can write a smart contract using Helios, and it's a really quick, fast way of writing a smart contract. If you check out the interview I did with DropSpot just recently, they use Helios in writing their platform as well, and it's an NFT marketplace where they did the whole thing in Helios and said it was such a game changer for them for developing their NFT marketplace. So it's something really cool to check out. Links in the show notes below. Now, this is a cool news update. Aneta BTC, I've been following for a long time since their first initial launch and announcement of that what they're building. And they have finally minted CBTC, or wrapped Bitcoin, on the Cardano blockchain. So this is all done on pre-prod here. You can see the Cardano scan address here where they've actually minted the wrapped BTC, which is a really cool first step. And they have a test net that is going on at the moment, a really large bounty bug program with 6,000 USD worth of assets that you can possibly get a share of if you go through their testnet and test their platform as well. So they've done this on Ergo. They've already have wrapped BTC on Ergo, and their final step is to do this on Cardano as well. And that's their ecosystem. Check out the interviews, links down below, all about the platform. It's a really cool what they're doing. This is going to open up a huge amount of liquidity for anyone that is wanting to bring in BTC from the Bitcoin chain via smart contracts and through a non-centralized source as well. So this is all smart contract based, and it's a really cool way and really cool thing that the team are doing. Now, Plutus Art is a really cool NFT marketplace that has been launched, and the team have been working really hard to get it to this point as well. And it's finally launched, and the metrics and everything around it are looking good. They're seeing growth, they're seeing adoption, they're seeing people use the platform as well. I haven't used it just yet, but I will do a deep dive into this one as well, play around with it and do a comparison with some of the other NFT marketplaces. Now, I did do an interview with the team here, so check out in the top right hand corner there, I'll put a reference link to it so you can find out a little bit more about the platform. Now, it's really geared towards artists and collectors, so it's a brand new experience for anyone that is collecting NFTs. So it's a really cool addition to the Cardano ecosystem. Now, this here is Just cool. Congratulations, Eternal, for reaching over 100,000 Chrome installations. So that's at least 100,000 users. Or then again, I've installed on two computers for, so maybe 100,000. So when that gets past like maybe 150,000, we can safely assume that there's probably 100,000 users that have installed the Eternal wallet. If you haven't checked out Eternal yet, Eternal is an absolutely fantastic wallet for Cardano. It's a little bit more complicated in that it has all the bells and whistles and chicken and the kitchen sink, but not the chicken sink, but it's a really cool wallet. And if you're more well versed in the crypto space, it is a very powerful wallet for you. Now, Milcometer are doing a really interesting thing in regards to amalgamating assets on a chain. So when you have a side chain or another chain and you're integrating in bridges, each one of those bridges, such as multi-chain or Seller or a Nomad, or previously Nomad, would bring in those wrapped assets, and you'd see something like Sell BTC or multi BTC, and that represents the bridge's version of that wrapped asset. Now, because everyone's bringing in wrapped assets off all of these different chains, it fractionalizes that value. So it's all BTC, but because it's coming in from different bridges, it's wrapped differently. And because of that, you have that fractionalization of an asset. So this Milcometer asset consolidation contract brings those assets together, so you can mash them all in. So you can put in the Seller BTC, you can put in the multi-chain BTC, and it will spit out one conducive wrapped asset, and that can be used across that Milcometer ecosystem. So it really helps reduce that fractionalization and makes it a little bit easier for DeFi on a particular chain that may exist. So this will happen on the Cardano ecosystem as well. So at the moment, you see IUSD, you see USDA that is coming from Emergo, and you'll see JED, which is a wrapped version, not a wrapped version, but it matches the USD price. So all of those three assets alone chase the price of USD. That follows the price of the USD dollar, the United States dollar. So you have that fractionalization there, and you could possibly wrap them all together and just go Cardano USD. And that would be the total inclusive wrapped version of USD on the Cardano blockchain. And that really helps with the liquidity on the chain and helps reduce that fractionalization of that asset. So chains aren't, or protocols aren't, competing against each other for liquidity. They just bring in the liquidity, and then they can consolidate into one thing. So it's a really interesting way of doing it. You can read up more about this. Again, I'll put links down below for you guys. Now, JPEG Store, this is another NFT marketplace in the Cardano ecosystem, and they're supporting SIP68. What is SIP68? It's dynamic NFTs. So now NFTs can change over time. If something happens on the blockchain, if you interact with the NFT in some way or use it, for example, the NFT can dynamically change. And we're taking advantage of this as well for our own NFT project for the Cardano Press Wapus. So when you're upgrading it or you're using it in the Cardano ecosystem, it will change based on what you've done. So it's a really interesting way of utilizing the dynamicness of NFTs. And you can see your NFTs age over time, or depending on what you do with it, it will get damaged, for example. So we're planning to battle our NFTs, and if you go into a battle, there'll be a victor and there'll be a loser. So one of them may get destroyed or burnt. So we're going to represent that on the NFT as well. And then maybe you can repair it afterwards, and then you can do something with the NFT, repair it back to its original state. So well, lots of different mechanisms here that are quite interesting and will evolve the way that NFTs work. And JPEG Store now support that as well. So now you can see the history of how and what has happened to that NFT. So if we are, for example, if our Wapus, if one of them has battled 1,000 times, you see that history. You see the history of being destroyed and then rebuilt, destroyed, rebuilt, etc. over time. So it's a really interesting way of how you can utilize these NFTs and show all that on chain as well. So it's not like destroying the NFT and minting a brand new one. It's that same NFT, and it's historically been changed over time. Now, also in the NFT and metaverse space, the Clay Nation team have announced that they are building, in collaboration with Sandbox, their metaverse play. So Sandbox is a really big virtual gaming world experience where anyone can build their virtual environments in there. And Clay Nation are doing collaboration and bringing the Clayverse, Clay Nation, Claymates, over into the Sandbox as well. So it's they've gone pixelated. That's cool. That's all right. And they'll be doing a big collaboration there. So this brings in a lot more exposure to the project. So anyone that is playing around with Clay Nation, or I guess a holder of Clay Nation, would probably see more adoption as people are trying to get these ones, these Claymates, to actually play and do whatever it is that they're planning to do in the Sandbox environment. Now, this one here, this is a little bit of a sad story here, and this is from ShareLake. So the RUSD, the stablecoin for Cardano, they were the first ones to launch. I think I did mention this one before, but I thought I'd mention it again. So they've worked hard to try and bootstrap the ShareLake and bring it to fruition and see the light of day. So they built an MVP. They did everything they needed to actually say, hey, look, we can build this, and we have built it. Now, what do we do? And they just could not get the liquidity onto their platform, and they could not interest investors as well. It's a bear market at the moment. It's really hard to get investors. And it's a sad story for a Cardano project that is trying to build something but not getting to that point in time to build that liquidity on the DEX, on their platform, I should say. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about how VCs work, I did do an interview with a couple of VCs, links in the show notes and up in the top right-hand corner there, but they are from Block Tech, and you can find out a little bit more about how David and John view the investment space and how they invest in a bear market and everything else around it. So it's really cool, interesting insight into how VCs work. Now, my last news story here, this is from Ncoins. They did change their name. I can't remember I think it was Cardano Mixer or something like that. But this is like a privacy protocol where you can put in your various tokens and take them out, and you're supposedly not able to trace where the coins come from. So they've launched their testnet now as well, so you can play around with this and learn exactly how their platform works. I think it's private testnet at the moment, and then the public testnet is coming very, very soon. But I've got access to the private testnet, so I'm going to play around with it and actually see how this one works. I've always been interested in how these mixes and these privacy protocols actually work, so I'm going to have a play around with it and learn a little bit more about how this one works and how we can actually use this one in the Cardano ecosystem. But that's it. That's my last news story for this week. A lot of news stories. I hadn't done a full DeFi and ecosystem update in a little while, so there was a lot to cover. Hopefully you guys got something out of this, really enjoyed it. I know I get so much out of this when I'm doing the research and finding out what's happening in the Cardano ecosystem. Hopefully I pressed the record button. Yes, I did. If you enjoyed it, give me that thumbs up. Click that subscribe button and click on that notification bell, and you'll hear a lot more Cardano related content from me. I'll try and be consistent here and get these DeFi updates and ecosystem updates out every single week. But I'll see you in the next video. Yeah, gotta do it like that. You've been listening to the Learn Cardano podcast. Gotta get it hype. Crypto is what we like, but this is not investment or financial advice. Gotta do your research, cause it's risky. We know it is. This show is educational and it's informative. Crypto's the future, really, it ain't no debating.